President.
Hello.
Secretary Conley.
Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, how'd you get along in the West?
Well, I think very well, Mr. President.
Right. You kept you awful busy, didn't they?
Yes, sir. We've been awfully busy. No, I thought we had a very excellent meeting night before last at the Pacific Union Club.
Yeah, that's a hell of a powerful.
And they had about 105 of the top people there.
Yeah, that's the movers and shakers. That's right.
Yeah, there no question about it.
That
they were
is
all
a
there.
powerful. That's like your petroleum club and all.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of a thing.
But they had them all from R.J. Miller to Mariner Echoes to Otto Miller of the Standard Oil and the very top crowd in the Bay Area, and then the bankers. I had a press conference here yesterday morning that I thought went very well, at least in the press accounts, and then my speech to the American Bankers Association, and I guess they had 5,000-6,000 people.
I bet they did.
And everything's gone very well.
Fine. Incidentally, I don't think we ought to be a bit concerned about the stock market coming around. That those bastards are just playing their usual line of wait and see. Don't you agree? Best things have to come up at the right time.
That's right.
Don't you agree, or do you have some other
ideas? I'm not the least worried about it. Very frankly, I think they are being. I think it is reflecting an uncertainty. Not a damn thing you can do about it till this pay board and price commissioner.
But even when it is done,
it's gonna go down some more.
Yeah.
Because some of their decisions and granting exemptions and granting these pay raises are gonna bring it down probably more and create further uncertainty. But I don't think that's anything.
But then what happens is that when the Senate passes our tax bill and that goes, and then people start to buy in the Christmas thing, it'll start moving up because it's all there, John.
But everybody begins to say that it's moving up now. You just hear it everywhere.
But the psychology is that, isn't it, John?
That's right.
They say it. I
talked to Dave Beck yesterday for an hour. He says it, He says you feel it. He says it's there, and we oughtn't be concerned about it.
Right. Good. Good. Let me tell you one thing I wanted to talk to you about briefly, because it involves your Japanese troop. I'm seeing Kishi tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to give him a couple of tidbits on the Voice of America thing on Okinawa. I mean, that's easy to get. I mean, they're having a problem with that, and we'll get rid of that station. We don't want it anyway. Need it. And something on the land in Okinawa. But, of course, they have built up his trip as if he was going to come over here and work out the surcharge thing.
I see.
Now, I think what I should tell him, that you, when your trip, will be prepared to discuss it. And I'd like to know what he has in mind and listen to him.
All right.
But that you'll be prepared to discuss it. And then when you return, we will be prepared to make a decision or something like that. Now, I'll be very loose, but do you have any other thoughts as to how to handle him? Naturally, he'll go right back to his brother Sato and all the rest and tell him everything. So, how do you want us to play the Japanese?
No, I think that's right, and just say that we will discuss it. And of course, I assume that we're going to go ahead and lift it on textiles, but we sure can't. Seems to me we can't agree to do it. With respect to Japan generally, until we have this realignment, until we have a lot more things out of them, so we sure can't give them the surcharge just for textiles. We can give it to them on textiles.
Well, that they know already.
Which they know.
So what they're really after is to get it on some other things.
Well, I think it depends. I think you just listen to him. I think what they're prepared to say to you is that they're willing to revalue it to the extent of about 15%.
Yeah.
And they may be willing to make some trade concessions, and they may be willing to make some contribution.
Well, I'll tell them what I'm going to tell them is that you are my representative, and you will be there to discuss these things very frankly. We're not that you naturally won't make a decision while you're there, but that your views will have very great weight when you return. And I would appreciate their talking very frankly to you. That's what I thought I had in mind.
Well, I think that's fine. I couldn't leave it in better shape.
All right. That's the way I handle that.
Arthur?
And I'm not having Arthur. The son of a bitch, if he's not playing ball at the moment, we're just keeping him on ice for a while.
All right.
That's what your view was, right?
Yes, sir, and I don't see, he wouldn't normally be invited to something like this, and I just don't see any reason for reaching out and getting him.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. We have to handle him when we return. When we return sometime, we have to quadriad and we'll gabble around about some of these things, but...
The morning paper carried the story that the American Bar Qualifications Committee had turned down Friday. I know nothing about him, but if this is true, I'm astounded. After being a member of the House of Delegates for 20 years, a member of the Board of Governors,
I'll tell you why it happened. It shows you why we can't, and we're going to really take them on it, and I'm going to make the announcements. I mean, and I can't tell you what they are yet until we get some clearances by 11 to 12, 11:30 or 12.
Right.
Apparently, we'll have something this afternoon by 5 or 6 for you. But anyway, and then John Mitchell was just shocked. First, with regard to the woman, they said she is the best, probably the best qualified woman to be a judge that we have found. But they have found 11 to 1. That she was not qualified to be in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So we are really off the hook on the woman.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, put it on the bar. And
yes,
also
sir.
Refer to the fact that it's a stacked jury, because it's 11 to 1. I asked Mitchell, I says, any women on that? He said, nope.
That's great.
How do you like that?
That's great.
And we'll let them have it. And as, of course, you know, I'm not keen on a woman anyway.
I know it.
That's that. Now, with regard to Friday, just to show you what these bastards are up to, since he was suggested, and here's a very, just a lawyer's lawyer type of guy, never has been in anything, never made a speech, he's only represented school boards and so forth as a lawyer. Because the law school deans and others barrage this goddamn committee, and they're meeting, of course, in New York City, which is a cesspool, they turned him down because of his views on civil rights.
Isn't that incredible?
Now, I understand, John. Not because he was not qualified to be a judge, not because of anything else, but because of his civil rights. Now, for Christ's sakes, they take an utter moron like Thurgood Marshall and put him on. They take Arthur Goldberg, who's totally on the side of labor, a labor lawyer, and put him on. But here, lawyers determine that because he takes a view, which is a reasonable view, they don't have to agree with and civil rights, they don't approve them for the court.
And
they put it on that basis.
Yeah.
By God, I'm going to stick it to them again, though.
And well, that's good. I hope you
probably
will.
By tonight.
But, I hope you will on that one.
They'll be good men. I'll point a couple that they're going to have a hell of a time turning down.
Well, that's great.
But isn't that something?
It really is. That really is shocking.
And we're going to get that around, too. The ABA has hurt itself with this, though, I'll tell you.
I would think so. Well, it seems to me on both of these that you really got them in a very difficult.
Turned down a woman because she was a woman.
Yeah, just
turned down another guy because a fine lawyer because he happened to disagree with them on civil rights.
That's really unbelievable that they'd do that.
That's right. But anyway, everything's fine, and you're just keep well and get ready for your trip. We'll see you on Tuesday, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll be back Tuesday.
Great.
And I just talked to Patman. I've got to testify Wednesday.
Goddamn,
they just insist I come. I tried to get out of it, but they
bastards.
Just will hear nothing of it. So I've got to go Wednesday and testify. And, on this.
Boy, that way they drag us up.
Economic bill. And,
So I see Wilbur Mills.
And I can come earlier if you need anything, Mr.
No. Tuesday's just fine because I'll be. I see Wilbur gave us an F in economics.
Yeah, he sure did.
He's clever.
Well, he.
Getting a little mean.
I thought he was considerably partisan in his speech before the press club, but you know that always happens. You get these candidates for office and get them before a lot of press people, and they think they've got to make news and both be cute and newsworthy.
Right.
So I guess you just take it.
Right. We'll take it.
Not react to it.
We'll take it and whip them.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Goodbye, sir.